and let them have dominion.
The kingdom of God is within people. It's the advancement of the people that is advancement
because
of the kingdom.
Faith must be backed by
the assignment of this ministry is found from that verse.
You're onto a word encounter as Pastor David Ogbeli ministers God's word to you with simplicity and power. God bless you.
He created them to control the earth, to control the circumstances on earth, just like God controls the heavens.
Now we're going to look at goals, because without that, the year is already wasted. Without that, prayers will be wasted. We're going to look at that. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8. Put it up. Let them see. It's one of the word that God gave us this year. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered and said to him, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake and without fail recover all." Pursue, overtake, and recover all. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. You know, when they've suffered attack. Last year brought all kinds of challenges to certain different families, different businesses. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. There is action on our own part. There is responsibility on our own part. Don't sit down and say, year of grace. You can sit down and be lazing around. You will come at the end of the year empty-handed. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. Don't look back. What used to take 10 years now takes 1 year. There is grace released in this season to have a decade harvest in this 1 year. What God is saying, if you hear some of the things he's saying, it's mind-blowing. He said what used to take 3 years will happen in this 1 year. And for those who can believe him, that what used to take 10 years will happen in this 1 year. That is the level of church growth, the level of financial growth, the level of growth in revelation of wisdom that he wants to give us this year. And do you know any other place where you find God's people understanding the season and their role and plugging in, they're going to have it. That's why one of the things, condition that God is giving for this year is complete obedience. No compromise. Don't meddle with it. I know you can ask for forgiveness. I know you can do that, but you're going to mess up a lot of things. If somebody, for example, jumps down from a story building and asks God for forgiveness, God will forgive you now. But you, there are principles, because you have to, if you're going to understand this season, you're going to carry the grace, you're going to carry the principles of the kingdom at the same time. If you don't, you are making a big mistake. Obedience. I pray for them that they will be perfected in obedience. God has said you are ready to judge every disobedience when your own obedience is perfect. If you notice verse 7 said, David said, he said to Abiathar the priest, Abimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. And David, once the word of God is clear, and that's why I'm making, once the word of God is clear, act on it. Obey it. All the losses, because you know, the Amalekites attacked their camp while they were out, took away their resources, took away their family, took away their wives. They lost a lot of things. David lifted up his voice and cried, even his men. But then God said, pursue them. Overtake them, for you will surely recover all. That's restoration, restitution. And we've also seen, when they finally did it, they recovered far more than what was collected. Because restitution is at least double, but it can be maximum sevenfold. So you take note of that scripture. God's direction acted upon brings complete restoration. When God speaks and you act on it, you obey, it brings complete restitution, complete restoration. So divine guidance that is acted upon, not God said, it's in your head, it's acted upon, bring complete restoration. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. For the brethren, there's also a scripture we need to always remind them of, you know, for their own good. Even this, Psalm 84, verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Verse 6. Who passing through the valley of Baca makes it a well. The rain also filled the pools. A man of grace, a man that relies on God, when he passes through the valley of Baca, he turns it into a spring. He turns it into a pool. You're passing through dry land. The dry land turns to a watered place. Verse 7, he tells us the secret. For they go from strength to strength, every one of them that appeared in Zion. Everyone appears before God in Zion. Brethren must take the issue about coming to church, fellowship, presenting themselves before God very seriously this year. If you remember, he said, they that are planted in the house of our God shall flourish, even in old age. The ones that will play with God's presence, come in the fellowship of the brethren, they're coming before God. I'm not talking about just personal devotion. There is a place for that one. Appearing in Zion, it turns your valley of Baca into a pool of water. Valley of Baca is very dry. It's a place of sorrow, a place of trial and suffering. It turns into a pool. Let me give you a full picture. Go to verse 1. So you see what I'm talking about. How amiable, how likable, how lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. Have you seen what David is talking about? Going to church. How amiable are thy tabernacles? Yes, go on. My soul longeth, yea, even fainted for the courts of the Lord. Have you seen what he's talking about? My heart, my flesh cried out for the living God. That's how everybody should be this year. Not Sunday, dragging yourself late to church. When it's time, you wake up on Sunday morning, you just take off, you know, and or whatever, whether it's midweek or Wednesday, you have to show them this. They go from strength to strength. And any valley of Baca they meet, no matter what it is, it will turn to pools. They will just have revival. We will have the blessing of God pouring on their life. Watch this. My soul longed for thee. Yeah, I'm fainted for the courts of our God. Yeah, my heart, my flesh cried out for the living God. Verse 3. Yeah, the sparrow hath found a house. That's what blows my mind about this. Look at this. The sparrow has found a house. Even the swallow, a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. And where is that place? Even on God's altar. Even animals, if they make appointment with God, they will find a resting place, even at God's altar. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. One of the secrets of grace is the altar. And the sacrifices on it, and then the priest and minister on it. That's why showing yourself to the priest, honoring the priest is a must for our people this year, those who want to go far. Having sacrifices on the altar and knowing how to service the altar is very important. You don't talk grace without altar. You don't. Verse 4. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising the seller. Anybody that dwells in your house will always have testimonies, thanksgiving. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will never lack thanksgiving. they will never lack testimonies. Sarah, pause and think about it. Sarah. Then verse 5. That's where I picked up. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are thy ways. Verse 6. Who passing through the valley of Baca. That's where other people were finished. But he makes it a well. The rain also fills it with pools. It's just a simple thing. Learn these secrets of David and stop losing battle. Stop wasting your time. It's very simple. That's David. He has war. He says, let's go to the house of God first. It's very simple. Guy never lost one battle. Why should you be losing battles? Pass the valley of Baca, turn it into a well, a pool. Verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Everyone that appears in Zion. Let brethren learn this thing. It's not just, Zion is a mountain. It's a mountain. It's a place of elevation. That's why he said, on Mount Zion, there shall be deliver. It's not a place you climb down to. It's a place you climb up to. Tell them each time they leave their house and come here, they have climbed an elevation. Promotion comes there. Deliverance comes there. Healing comes there. You don't leave the way you come. They go from strength to strength. Everyone up here. It's a great grace was upon them all. And there was none among them that lacked. That's Zion. That's Zion. That's Zion. There are a lot of things. He said a lot of things have been written about you. David was writing. Yes. A lot of things have been written about you. He said, they shall prosper that love thee. Just loving it. My heart cried for the cause of they shall prosper. Yes, our people learn the secret of grace. So when I go to, you say, I'm sorting myself. You're sorting you what out? Carry yourself to the rock that is higher than you. Carry yourself. Say, I broke down within the week. Then you tell them when is communion. When is next? To carry me to Tuesday. You have gotten permission from your office. He said, carry you to hospital. You're a person that doesn't have understanding. He said, carry me to Tuesday meeting. I have this week off. They gave me to go and lie in hospital. Let one person kill you there. He said, carry me to Tuesday meeting. You wouldn't need laying on your hands. Appearing in Zion is secret. Appearing in Zion. I don't know how you woke up this morning, but now that you are here, you will see that it's not the same thing. You are everything is lived. It's a simple thing. That's how God ordained this. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm there. Just appear in Zion. Tell them, I don't care what is pursuing you. Show up. Just show your face. Come and answer roll call in Zion. And the battle will be a run over. Zion is a mountain. It's a place of elevation. It's a place of promotion. It's a place of victory. Nobody climbs it and is defeated. According to David, he said, when I go to Zion, then my head shall be lifted above all my enemies. He's talking about going to the house of God and inquiring in his temple. He said, in the day of trouble, he will cover me with his pavilion. Don't ever equate your personal devotion with corporate one. There is no comparison. Just like you can't equate one footballer with a team playing a match. I don't care who you are. Put you in that field against that. No. Don't ever do that. If the people understand honoring the priest, if they understand appearing in Zion, the ones that are going to do different areas of ministry must understand hooking up to the message and then honoring the message. There won't be any headache, Everybody will just be flowing. Everybody will just be flowing. Just appear in Zion. They have to learn that. Because in these last days, Satan is busy. What he's doing is all the principles of grace, he's moving human beings against them. All of them. When his spiritual leadership, he moves them into rebellion, disorder, break off from covering. When it is like this thing, he tells them, sort yourself. You need time to sort yourself. You need some time. You'll be looking for the guy. Yeah. He said, I'm sorting myself out. What is sorting? How does a bulb sort itself out by disconnecting from power? How does a car sort itself out if you disconnect from mechanic? You see, he's sorting himself out. Then a year after you see him, he's in desolation. Total desolation. So let brethren understand this. Grace is on Zion. There is grace in Zion. You know, there is, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let them understand that I have less. You know, because while you are pursuing this, you see, a devil, he's just busy trying to disconnect people and all of that. I think I've shown you what I need to show you, but there is a scripture on Jubilee, Leviticus 25. Go home and study it. But I just want to read one or two verses there. This is the year of Jubilee. This is the year of grace. Read Leviticus 25. Read the whole chapter. You will see a couple of stuff. Okay, you can project for me verse 4 and 5. Seventh year is a sabbatical year. It's a year of rest. Read Deuteronomy 15 too. You will see a combine will give you a full picture. It is this year of rest when it happens seven times. You declare the next one Jubilee. When it happens seven times, and each of these seventh year, when it happens seven times, as Daniel calls it, week. Each 7 years, he calls 1 week. When you have it seven times, that's 49 years. The next year, which is 50th year, is Jubilee. But it's the same principle that is going on. So he said the seventh year shall be the Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. Verse 5. That which grow of his own accord of thy harvest thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vain undress, for it is a year of rest unto the Lord. Verse 6. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee, for thy servant, for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee. And then, of course, verse 19 of it. The whole scripture is loaded, the whole. I'm only trying to show you the type of harvest that happened in this kind of season. The land shall yield her fruit. You shall eat your fill and dwell therein in safety. Continue. If you shall say, what shall we eat in the seventh year? Behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. Verse 21. Then I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. 22. And you shall sow the eighth year, and eat yet of the old fruit on the ninth year. You sow the eighth year, but you're going to have the harvest in the ninth year. So what are you going to be eating from the sixth year to that ninth year? He said, I will give 3 years harvest in 1 year. That seventh year, every time, down to his Jubilee, is a time of combined, multiplied harvest until the fruit come in, you shall eat of the old store. Now, this is one of the things. There are about seven major stuff that go with Jubilee. But this is just one. Don't expect the normal 1 year harvest. Don't expect the normal 1 year harvest. So with that, I want to work with you. There are five areas you need. You have to set clear goals. Number one, ministry goals / church growth goals. Ministry / church growth. Let nobody set any goal less than 500 people. There are churches that have to set goal of 1,000. And there might be those that might need to set anything more than that. But let nobody set a goal of less than 500 people. If you are setting that goal, you should be some of the new people we are going to be commissioning who might need to set maybe 200 or there, but when they reach it, they can now do something else. But existing satellite churches, let nobody set a goal of less than 500 people. Number two is financial stop, you know, material goals, projects, you know, financial goals. Now, a goal is an amazing thing. What it does to you is that automatically sets you, you know what you're working for. Do you have enough faith to believe for it? You will accomplish it. Set it. Set it. Because when you call this money, it comes. Without headache, money will just carry you and fight. Call it forth. But you must have specific goal. You call it forth. Call it forth. Bind the hand of Satan. Release the angels to go and cause it to come. Can we get this thing? We have to get it all. I hope I'm not wasting my time. Eh? Am I wasting my time in your life? You don't begin like ordinary people running up and down street pursuing things. No. You are a king. You summon power and wealth go together. You have power. What Jesus gave you is not money, it's power. With power, you direct wealth. Power and wealth go together. Power and wealth go together. That's why God told Kenny Hagin, stop praying about money. It's not like you don't pray about money, but the way you do it is not the way normal person, God give. It's not God holding it from you. He said, use power to claim what you want, then use it to stop Satan, that he's the one that is interfering with your finances. Then use it again to release the ministry of angels, to go and cause it to come. Because these angels should be busy. What are they doing? They are ministering spirit. Send forth to minister for them. Shall be heirs of salvation. Satan is one busy. Trying to make sure that things don't get to you. If one starts, you will abort it. No. Angels. It's time for them to be busy. It's time for them to be busy. You call the resource. And that doesn't mean when you finish, you go and sit down lazy. Remember, pursue, overtake, and recover. You don't sit down. You develop plans. You develop strategies. But while you are doing your part, the unseen world will be doing their part. Summon these guys. Summon them into your meeting. Scripture says you shall eat the wealth of the Gentiles. Scripture says you shall suck the breast of kings. Scripture says you shall eat the wealth of the nations. I want to mention these five types of wealth that he said you are to eat. Right, as I mentioned. Number one, you are to eat, suck the breast of kings. You are to eat wealth from kings, people who are in leadership, company managers, government officials, all kinds of, you know, CEO of his bank. Number two, you are to eat the wealth of the Gentiles. Number three, you are to eat the wealth of nations. You are to eat the wealth of kings. You are to eat the wealth of the Gentiles. You are to eat the wealth of nations. You are to eat the wealth of the wicked. Then finally, you are to eat hidden wealth or riches. Hidden riches. Hidden riches. Some of them will be Nigerian money that they stocked somewhere. They stacked somewhere. And they cost off. But most of hidden riches have to do with solid minerals, oil, gold, mine, all those mine, or some of these things that a lot of hidden riches has to do with wealth that come from innovation and inventions and all of that. It deals with a couple of areas. But there are some that are actually loot. Some somehow are stuck somewhere. Hidden riches. So hidden riches most of the time has to do with oil, minerals, all of this mining related. Other times they have to do with things that has to be, you have to invent or innovate, or wealth that comes from innovation and inventions and all of that, like Microsoft that made this guy wealthy. Wealth of the wicked has to do with people who use unjust means to make money. But in this season, God transferring that wealth to God's people. So don't say this man is a bad man. The day a reverend's bed carries, because there are problems that come up in their life that make them somewhere along that they start looking for. The breast of kings has to do with people who have been in leadership in government and all of that. The wealth of the nation has to do with national budgets. It's called wealth of nations. Now, the key to eating the wealth of nations is that you have to do business with government. It's talking about government fund. It's talking about government fund. To eat government money, you either package contracts or you package consulting services for government. You either package contracts or supplies. Then they depend, pray that they will approve it. You can award a contract to you. Or start selling things to government. This one I'm talking about now is government fund. Wealth of nations. All these budgets they call. Don't you know it's going into people's hands? Who do business with government? Who supply things to government? Or you do consulting to government. Consulting, that aspect. Run training. Don't you know when government says youth development that we're going to so billion is for youth development? He said that they don't do the youth development. It's consultants that do it for them. They say we want the farmers to be trained in this. Don't you know that it's those of us that went to school that can go and run those trains? That you need to get all the things, latest in how to raise poultry, how to do this, how to package them as courses, put them in your laptop, create a brochure. That those are the things you now take. 200 million or 50 million will run training for your local government and take the farmers to another level. Then you get one or two partners who can help you run some of this course. That's what is called consulting. That's what is called consulting. And you don't take the proposal, put it. You know how many local governments are in Nigeria? Put it. Out of order, you will get 12. You will get 12. You don't know, go to the internet and look at courses on agri-based courses. There are all kinds of websites. And then when you get, then there are courses they've prepared with slides. They ask you to pay a smaller amount. They send it to you. That's how I bought a lot of materials for US. Yeah. Just credit card you don't have. There are credit card system in Nigeria now. We have joined though. You just get those slides and get those courses. Then you are some you get, they are beyond your head. Find people. You can't do all the training alone. You have to have team. Starting with your own local government. I'm Dr. Fred. Not just vet. Yeah? We're past that level. I'm now a consultant on any type of animal farming. But we have even gone beyond to crops and all that. But we can help this whole local government. Because one of the leading local government in this issue about farming. And you know the amazing thing. There are all kinds of funds available for it. The other way is to also summon, as part of your target this year, people in government. So as they collect, they give you the portion. That's another way. You have to become a kingmaker. And then create a fellowship for them and attend to them. Then the last is the wealth of the Gentiles. They usually call it corporate wealth. What they mean is all this money moving in the market, whether it's the corporate economy or the non-corporate economy, the ones that are trading, the ones that are, all this money that unbelievers are carrying about, that is flowing about in the market. They're talking about having a stake, a share of the resources that is flowing through the market. Now, part of it is that you reach the people. The more souls you reach, the more of the gender, because a lot of them are not saved, the more of them you reach, the more of it they bring. But beyond that, the second way is to also create goods and services or products and services, a form of value that these people need. That's why anybody that sets up a business is trying to collect a portion of that. What is the toughest to get? Is it the hidden riches? Somebody told me that that's the hardest, because you need to break the gates of brass and the gates of iron to access that one. I think you need to show it. Is it not Isaiah 45? Find it. Verse 43. Now, when you go into the downstream sector or the whatever, you see the kind of opposition that is involved in it. You see the, or you go into, but I have also found that there, in all of them, they are, as those big guys are carrying the big beach, they are the smaller whatever that is dropping, and they are also running in millions. That's how the small boys enter. They start with some do oil servicing, some do whatever, whatever business. And then from there, they study the whatever, a build relationship, they break into the main line. But it's a terrain of warfare. I'll go before the, make the crooked places straight. I'll break in pieces the gates of brass, cut and asunder the bars of iron. And I will give you a lot of money is hidden up in this one called treasures of darkness and hidden riches. You don't need to join the new world or the Obony to eat it. You don't. Something about power is involved in this. Something about wisdom is involved in it. Something about anointing is involved in it. People who eat these hidden riches either use crime or cult in the negative. Or they use the power of God, political power, or intellectual power. But power is involved in doing this. God is trying to use a hidden man to get it, so he can shift it to the Jews. Cyrus is the one. So relationship is the other thing they use. So government funds, corporate funds, then being able to drag in the wealth of the Gentiles. If you have understood what... Now, apart from all this, you know, you have, if you're a pastor, you have the congregation, the brethren, the kingdom wealth, and all of that, you know, to do certain things. But what I've shown you is that your God is not limited to the number of people in your church, and how much is in their pocket. I have never allowed myself to be limited by that. If not, I can't do some of the things I'm doing. Let me go back. The five goals. Number one is church growth goals. I've told you, between 500 and 1,000, find where you fit. But the new churches that are coming in, can set 120 to 200 and do that for a start, you know. Number two, financial goals, between 50 million and 100 million. For then some who are coming in can set a goal of 10 million and try to believe God for it, that you will believe this year 10 people that will give. I'm not talking about offering and, you know, you can 10 people. When you think the person and focus on calling it in. But finally, all of them combined at the end of the year, if you will get this and you're going to keep record and you will see it. Number three is pastoral goals, or what is called labor goals. You're going to set a goal to have at least 12 pastors. Anywhere there is a church, at least 12 pastors and 70 elders. So these are the things you're going to go and work on. 12 pastors, 70 elders. When I say elders, I mean elders and deacons. I mean cell leaders, people that will run cells, run other functionaries in the church. You are going to call, it's a prayer the Lord of Harvest to send laborers. Send laborers. Number four, partners. Set partnerships stroke sponsorship goals. 500 to 1,000. You don't have to be in the same city to be a partner. Everybody, the minister has touched us. Everybody, as you tell them and influence them, the first thing you do is hook them into partnership. You have to set a goal. Then the last is church planting stroke, cell planting, cell goals. How many cells you're going to develop? Between 36 and 70. Between 36 and 70. But new churches that will just start, they can do 12. 36 to 70. Now, let me tell you what it is that the Holy Spirit is saying. Don't be distracted. Stay on this thing. Leave a lot of shadows there. Stay on this thing. You will have tremendous results that will blow your mind. Just think about growing 70 cells, planting 70 cells around your whole area. All of them with a goal of growing 12 to 15 people this year. You can imagine what you have done, how much growth they will yield. Don't waste the power of the people. I said it, there are two factors you need to manage well this year. One is called the G factor. That's the God factor. That's the one that is called grace. The other one is the H factor. That's what is called manpower. Please, don't waste any of these two. You waste the G factor if you don't have goals, because anytime you exercise faith, it will achieve nothing. You will waste the human factor if you don't have goals. It's the common denominator. Potentials deteriorate when you don't give people targets. So everybody in church must have something they are going for. Number of souls that are going to win and all that. And then these goals are not just set for the whole year. Every month end, there is a review. Every month end, there is a review. Every month end, there is a review. Where there's somebody to hold you accountable, you achieve it. Potential is released when demand is placed on it. And somebody that will hold you accountable to see that your potential is being maximized, that is it, you will achieve it. What releases draws the G factor, grace factor? What draws it? Faith goals. That faith has some target to accomplish. See, the same thing with the human factor. If you don't give them something to do. This one is called manpower. Manpower. People. You can even call it people. Or manpower. People. The brethren. The brethren must have number of partners they must raise. If it's 10-10, each person. Give them 10-10. Many of them can do far more than that. Brethren must have number of souls they must win. 12-12. Don't leave it till the year. Every month end, it is followed up. They go back, they pray about it, they go back to it. Give the number of resources they must raise. The lowest we have for our partnership is 10,000. That's 12,000 or 1,000 a month. Even if you'd like, join us in December, you still give us the 12,000. But what we are challenging our people this year is to believe to sow 100,000 into the kingdom this year. No matter how small you are, believe for it. A month finishes, you bring in 10,000 into the kingdom. A month finishes, you bring in 10,000 into the kingdom. Give them. Don't go and give them that 10,000 naira. They can drop it for you now and get away and become kingdom irresponsible. Give them 100,000 go. Challenge them to do something for God this year. They can do it. We're talking about building universe, our own campground and all of that. Target at least 70 of your people who will pioneer cell groups. Minimum 36. You have a lot of people that have been in, anybody that has followed us for one full year is qualified to run a cell. Anybody that has gone to DLI, just basic, is qualified to run a cell. Anybody that has been with this ministry, you see some 2 years or more that are qualified to run a cell. You have a lot of pastors wasting. They need to be given satellite churches. Find other areas so that on Sunday they carry all their people and come to your service. There are a lot of pastors wasting under you, male and female. Many of them are working. Get them to run satellite churches Sunday morning. But out of that, some of them will soon grow and start running churches. You have to have church planting goals. Then you have to have cell planting and cell growth goals. That's how you grow. You don't just grow by centralizing everything. You grow by empowering the people. That's how you grow. That's how you grow. Get away from distraction. Stay focused on this thing. Keep monitoring and evaluating. Get report. Get report on a weekly basis of what they are doing. They evaluate every month. Challenge and reposition the people. They go back. Don't start now. Start now. You need to go with your people, gather them, and give them assignment, give them goals. And then that's what they pray about. That's what they go and work, and they will achieve it. Grace is released to accomplish anything in this season. Grace is released to accomplish anything in this season.
Have you been impacted by this message? Please share your experience with Pastor David Ogweli. Email address dominionimagemedia@yahoo.com or call 01792-6879, 0803-435-7959, 0803-590-9900.